someone. You won't believe what I got in the mail last night. I got a copy of the 2018 Garden Journal and Data Keeper. I'm so excited. It came out so much better than I thought it would. It's still got some mistakes. Mike and I are still arguing about whether R stands for Thursday or not, which I guess, like, I thought everybody knew, but apparently maybe that's my own thing. But anyway, it came up. The pages didn't get cut off like I thought. It came out better than I thought it would. And it's on sale now at Amazon. Of course, Black Friday, it'll be on sale for $9.95. So get a copy for you. Get a copy for a friend. It's just kind of like a journal record keeping book that will go basically like once a week. There'll be a couple of pages where there's like a place for you to draw, a place for you to write, and just, you know, the data junkie in me. I know I was thinking this would be the perfect place where you could like keep track of the temperature, keep track of the weather, make notes, a place to record what produce are you buying, like to actually look and see, do I spend most of my money on apples or do I spend most of my money on broccoli? Like, what are you growing in your own garden? You know, what did you purchase? And like kind of give you an idea of what are you spending on vegetables? So maybe you want to plan on, you know, I buy most of my potatoes in February, or I buy most of my potatoes in June, or I buy mostly broccoli in, you know, October, or, and then a favorite recipe that you're cooking, and just, I don't know, just a place. Like I was thinking, you know, this would be a journal that I would use. At first I was thinking there'd be a page for every day, but then Mike said probably be better to just have a page or two for each week. Because I, you know, sometimes it's hard to write in a journal every single day, even though I love to get up and like first thing in the morning, write in my journal, you know, what are my thoughts, sit with my coffee. That's like one of my favorite rituals. So if you like having a journal and you're interested in keeping data for a year, I thought it'd be really neat to have a book made just specifically for the garden. It would have maybe a monthly garden goal. I think a lot about, you know, gardening starts more in the fall where you're starting to plan. You're thinking, I've even been thinking we should be sending our dirt sample in now to see what does our dirt need for the spring. And just like learning, you know, learning about like, what are our habits? What did we grow? You know, it'd be a place to keep track of what did I grow last year to kind of like, you know, really record. Just so you kind of have a hard copy and it's all in one place. So you can get your copy today, but don't forget on Black Friday, it's going to be on sale for $9.95. So you can get one for you and one for a friend. Thanks for listening and remember to grow local. If you know somebody who would benefit from the Organic Gardener podcast, we would just love it if you would share it with a friend. Thanks again for listening and remember to grow local.